Those of you who have the books to look at the readings, I ask you please to take time. And also those who have listened attentively to the readings of the Word of God, just take some time to think, reflect, and meditate on what the Lord has said to all of us. So we can have just a very few moments to let that word sink in our hearts, in our minds, in our souls. And then I will ask some questions. Yeah, there will be a test, a quiz at the end, and grades. In the first reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, the words, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light." Then from the responsorial psalm, the verse that says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I be afraid?" And from the second reading, the letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, the words that he said, "Be united in the same mind and judgment." From the Gospel reading, there are many things, especially the call of Jesus, the first disciples, "Come up, fishers of men." Now, I ask you, anyone who wants to share something about the Word of God, what verse or what words have meaning to you? What is God saying to you? Any volunteer? This is the chance. "The Lord is my light and my salvation." You are saying something important. When we have confidence and trust in God, who is my light and my salvation, the sustenance, foundation, stronghold of our lives. Anyone else? Thank you. Yeah, you are saying something important. The call of Jesus to the first disciples, "Come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." A call for our own times to evangelize, to bring people closer to God. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. There is an image. When I was preparing for this Mass, the readings, but especially the Gospel reading, that verse that's, "You fishers of men." So when I read that, I thought, okay, many times human souls are compared to sheep. We have heard many times that we are the sheep and Jesus is the good shepherd. But then, when I read that verse from today's Gospel, "fishers of men," then I thought, okay, now human souls are compared to fish. If we are aware of our reality, we swim in the waters of this world, this reality, with many challenges and many things going on around us. Perhaps some people are swimming in dark waters and they need to be fished out, taken out of the dark waters to see the light. So that is why we listen in today's readings. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. And again, the gospel reading recalls that verse from the prophet Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. And who is the light? Jesus Christ, the light of the world. He has come to the world to illumine the lives of every one of us. If we are swimming in dark waters, we have hope. If we are in difficulties and challenges, if we are afraid of anything, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. That is why Jesus called the first disciples to participate in his mission, to bring everyone to the light, to bring everyone closer to God. That is why we are gathered together this Eucharistic celebration. Because of the mission of those first disciples, and that mission has been going on throughout the ages and throughout. If those first disciples didn't listen to the voice of Jesus, we wouldn't be here worshiping, praising God. So we have to thank those first disciples for saying yes. For reading, they follow Jesus immediately. Immediately they left their net because they were fishermen. They were fishers. And they followed Jesus. That makes us think about when we get a text or an email, do we reply immediately? How do we handle those things? In the same way, when Jesus calls us, when we listen to his word, do we respond to his calling, to his presence? Do we put Jesus in the background and say, I will deal with him later? Or do we respond to Jesus right away? Here I am, Lord. You are my light and my salvation. You are the stronghold of my life. I want to participate with you in the work of evangelizing, of bringing everyone to you together in one family, in one church. And once again, we are reminded of the call of Paul to his community. No divisions among you. Be united in the same mind and judgment. That is the purpose of the mission of Jesus when he called his first disciples to bring everyone together, overcoming every division or differences, and being one in Christ, one body. That is why the Eucharist is the sacrament of unity, in which we become one body and one spirit in Christ. We are brought out of the darkness, brought out of the dark waters of this world, and brought into the light of Christ, to be one family, to be one with him. So we give thanks to God for his love, his mercy, for his presence among us.